Welcome to the Married Leaders Podcast. With it being a new year, we wanted to give you this podcast to equip you to continue your group's growth. Let's welcome Jeremy Beeler and Allison Holly.
Hey, amazing leaders, I'm Jeremy.
And this is Allison.
And we are group directors here at Buckhead Church. And it's a new year, new beginnings. Everyone is starting fresh. And we know some of you are starting back after a break, while some of you are starting brand new. And we want you to start off the new year well.
So this podcast is a resource to help set you up to lead well. We know you're busy with work, running kids around everywhere, trying to exercise and work out those New Year's resolutions, so we thought we would come to you, wherever you are. And Jeremy, as I think back on last year, I remember a conversation where one of my group leaders was experiencing tension in their group. A member was being critical of their spouse on a consistent basis. And that leader said to me, "I know I'm just a facilitator, but is it okay if I invite this person for coffee and see if the door opens for bringing this up?" I know this story leads into what we want to talk about in this podcast. So as we start off the new year, 2014, Jeremy, what do you think is the most important thing for our group leaders to know?
Sure. And that's a great question. And you and I have had numerous discussions on this. And I've actually had a couple of stories that sound just like that. And really, our whole team has talked about this. The most important thing in 2014 for you as a group leader is this. We want you to realize that you are more than just a facilitator. You're not there to just ask study questions. You are the pastor and shepherd of your group. You are there to help people grow in their relationship with Jesus, helping people take that next step in maturing in Christ. You are God's agent to bring about change in couples' lives. The New Testament writer Matthew helps us out here by telling a story. And he says in Matthew 9, "And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd." Now, Jesus was distressed. He was frustrated and discouraged. And he not only saw their condition and their need, but most importantly, he saw the cause of the problem. They were without a shepherd. They needed a leader, someone to guide them. And in the same way, we want our group leaders to be the shepherds, to be the pastors and leaders of their group, because it's God's design.
So, Jeremy, what if people are coming from different backgrounds and different perspectives on what a pastor is?
Sure. I mean, depending on your background, the term pastor has many connotations. For some, a pastor is a teacher, or it's a man wearing a robe, or some super religious person. For most of us, we equate pastoring with imparting biblical knowledge, and that's it. So a lot of us think that if we can't answer hard theological questions, then surely we can't be a pastor. But that's not what we're talking about at all. Really, the term pastor is a Latin word meaning to shepherd. A shepherd watched over his flock. He led, fed, and protected them. As leaders of your group, we want you to point and lead people into a growing relationship with Jesus. No matter where they are on their faith journey, God has strategically put you in their lives. And this doesn't matter if people have been following Jesus for 6 months or for over 30 years. God has put you in their lives to help them to become the people that He wants them to be and the people that He created them to be. So the bottom line is this, is we want you to build intentional relationships to help your group members see how amazing Jesus is, so that all aspects of their lives would be changed. And we want your group to see Jesus is so worth it. He is worth obeying, He's worth serving, He's worth denying yourself, giving, knowing, and sharing. And I see you shaking your head over there, Allison. What can group leaders do personally to grow as pastors this year?
The more a person possesses something, the more they can give it away. And what I mean by that is, if we want our groups to be full of the Spirit of God, we have to be full of His Spirit first. The Apostle Paul taught that the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. In the Matthew passage you just talked about, Jesus, who actually is the great shepherd, was walking in step with the Spirit. And as he walked from town to town, he was so connected to the Spirit that it enabled him to continue to give himself away.
So, Allison, what does this look like practically?
What this looks like in real life is not only a commitment to daily prayer and to reading your Bible, and we know that's vital, but really inviting Christ into the forefront of your consciousness all day, every day. There are some days when, as a believer, you're just super aware of the Lord's presence in your day, and other days you can go through pretty much a whole day without a thought of Him. A real example of this would be, you know, there are just nights when your head hits the pillow and you realize you didn't invite Jesus into any part of your day. Well, this is a shout out to all of us to have Him in our days and evenings, to really make this something we strive for and seek. If we can do that as leaders of our groups, how much more will we be able to allow the Spirit to help us sense the needs of our group members? Needs like encouragement and listening and accountability and care.
That is so good. Allison, are there other things leaders can do to grow as shepherds?
Yeah, leaders can be real. They can be authentic. Because if we aren't being real, how can we expect our group to be real? And if our group isn't being real, then how can we truly know what they need? If people are being authentic, you can be a better pastor.
That's good. That's some really good stuff.
So, Jeremy, let me ask you, why do you think this is so important?
Sure. It's important because the need is great. Going back to our story in Matthew, after Jesus is distressed and felt compassion on the people, he says this, the very next lines out of his mouth were, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." So he told the people following him to beg God for more workers, more shepherds, more leaders, because the need is so great. And then the interesting thing is that at the beginning of the very next chapter, in chapter 10, Jesus commissions the disciples and then he sends them out. And it's no different today. So many people are frustrated in their marriage. Lots of people are discouraged. Marriages simply just exist. Many couples are struggling. But the cool thing is that you as leaders are the answer to Jesus' prayer in chapter 9, what he encourages the people to pray to God about, you are, 2,000 years later, that answer. And you show everyone the faithfulness of God by being the answer to those prayers. And God wants to use you to bring grace and life to these couples. And he wants some of these couples to experience truth in a way that they never have. And he wants couples to know that he is for them, and he wants to use you to do it. And this is why you are not just a facilitator. And Allison, I love the question that you ask your leaders. Can you give everyone just a takeaway question today?
Okay. Here's what I like to ask. As a group leader, if we took away your role as a facilitator, what role are you still playing in the lives of your group members? And let me say it another way, Jeremy. As the leader of your group, I would challenge you to give away the facilitation role each week. Now, tell me what roles you still play.
That's great. I love that. I love that. Well, group leaders, please know that Allison and I, we are praying for you. We are proud of you. And may you realize that you are more than a facilitator. You are the pastors and shepherds of your group. And may you realize that He will give you the grace to do this.
We love you all and look forward to more podcasts soon to help you grow as a pastor, a shepherd, and a leader in 2014.